The case has already been admitted in the court. So the issue now is for the courts to determine on the arguments that are between the parties, which are us as the Southern African Litigation Center and Zimbabwe Exiles Forum on the one hand, and the National Prosecuting Authority on the other hand. Of course, there will be some arguments regarding preliminaries, what kind of evidence may be admitted, etc. But the case itself is before the courts to determine the merits of our submission.
If South Africa went ahead and allowed its courts to be able to hear this case, it's likely to create some kind of political fallout between South Africa and Zimbabwe.
Not at all, because let's distinguish two things. The first one is a state may be bound under international law to do some things. And in this case, all we are requiring the South African government to do is to arrest perpetrators of crimes against humanity from Zimbabwe who come to South Africa on a regular basis. And we have often pointed them out when they are in South Africa, to arrest these people under South African laws. If you remember the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, to which South Africa is a party, South Africa then went further to domesticate that law, to put it into its own domestic legal regime. So we are now requiring South Africa to arrest these torturers under its own law. But even in terms of customary international law, as perhaps some of your listeners may know, people who commit torture should not be immune from arrest and prosecution, even if they are outside of their own jurisdiction, even if the people they tortured are not nationals of the country that is arresting them. There is an obligation to arrest and prosecute these people. So you have over 2 million Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. A significant number of those have fled crimes against humanity in their own country. That is one side of the constituency that is seeking justice in South African court. Then there are those that are inside Zimbabwe who are also crying out for justice because the judiciary system in our own country is compromised out of political expedience. Many of those that committed torture are well-known personnel and high-ranking figures within the police and the army. They have been actually identified. Some of them have been promoted instead of being prosecuted. So that is why we require another court's jurisdiction to determine on this issue, because it is an issue of international import and it is based upon legal obligations.
Now, if South Africa won't follow through this case in the courts, are you willing to take this to the International Criminal Court in The Hague?
Well, yes, because we have compiled a dossier of the victims, what they endured under those who were torturing them. We have a list of even some of the names. We actually have the names of those who did it or who are alleged to have done it. If in the face of that unassailable evidence, South Africa will not prosecute, we will, of course, exhaust domestic remedies within South Africa. First, we have to appeal if we lose at the High Court, which I doubt very much we will lose. But if we lose it, we will appeal to the Supreme Court of Appeal. If we lose it there, we'll appeal to the Constitutional Court. Thereafter, if we lose the case again, we will then have to look at regional and international remedies that may be available to us. We have to pursue them and see where that takes us.